Welcome to Wednesday's Word, brought to you by A.T. Stewart Ministries. I'm your host, A.T. Stewart. Our Wednesday's Word today comes from Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah is given a word of encouragement to the nation of Israel that is going through their exile in Babylon. And actually, the Lord is speaking through Isaiah, and we pick up in verse 10 some very comforting words spoken to the nation of Israel, but I believe also applicable to New Testament Christians. God says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Anytime we're going through difficult times as Christians, the first thing we need to remember is that God is with us. God, through the ages, has comforted His people with those simple words, "I am with you." And many times they're preceded by, "Do not fear, for I am with you." As we see in this passage, when God is with us, we can go through anything because we are not alone. No matter how difficult, no matter how hard the times might be, when God is with us, and as a Christian, He is always with us. For Jesus says in Hebrews 13, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And so as a Christian, He's with us, even when we may not feel like He is. And in this passage in Isaiah 41, the Israelites were doubting God's presence, doubting that He really cared for them because of their adversity during their times of exile. And so God comes to them and He wants to assure them that He is with them, even when it doesn't look like it. And it is especially in those times when we don't feel like God is with us, when to us as we look around it doesn't look like God is with us. You must realize and hold on to the truth that He is with you. "Do not fear, I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God." We don't need to be anxious about what's going on because God's in control. And when He's with us and when He is in control and when He has promised that He will cause all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose, then we don't need to be anxious. No matter what happens, no matter how bad it might appear to be, we can trust God is working out His perfect plan. He goes on to say, "I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you." Sometimes we feel like we just don't have the strength to keep going. Well, it's at those times particularly we need to call on the Lord's strength and realize that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that as we look to Him and trust Him, that will bring joy to our hearts and it will strengthen us. He says, "Surely I will help you." God is there to help us through the situation. He will help us to trust Him and live in that situation in a way that brings glory to Him. And then surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You will not fall because God will uphold you. He'll never let you go. He is always with you. And so may these words from Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 strengthen you today and throughout this week as you go through life. Until next time, may God richly bless you.